I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're in the Quicken Loans studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Mafia and Carver High. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for all my picks for the Super Bowl, all the props. We'll get all the props up next week. And obviously, the money line and spread, who I'm taking and everything else. Right now, we're just in transition week, and we're hitting everything else. NBA, college rack, NHL, All-Star Game is Saturday. I don't know. Carver High's just going to tell me what to bet on that one. When we get to Vegas, he'll tell me what to play, and then we'll put those up. I don't really know what to do with this All-Star betting. But we'll find a way to make you money. Boxing, MMA, every fight, daily fantasy, we give you everything. PharrellOnTheBench.com, cheapest handicapping service in the world and the best. Sign up today. We'll be in Vegas starting Saturday. The show starts Monday the 28th, next week. All next week, five live shows in our residency at the D Casino on Fremont Street. Carver High's home away from home. He likes to live in downtown Las Vegas, baby. Sin City to make it a home. And we'll have everything going on there. The Spirit of the King will visit us again for a live concert. And many others. It's all happening. It's all coming together. Carver High, have you begun packing for your journey?
I wouldn't say that. I've been getting some things together. I wouldn't say that I've packed.
When will that transition take place?
I don't know. An hour before I leave.
Really? So an hour before you come here on Friday is when you're going to pack?
The kind of time that I'm looking at in the next 2 days? Yeah, that's probably how it's going to go down.
All right.
It's unfortunate, but it's just...
Keep that bag under 50 pounds, son. But I think you'll be good the way we go, the way we roll, Hizzy. So we're leaving Saturday bright and early. I think we got to leave at like 4:40 in the morning, don't we? Get there by 5:15.
We better get there early because apparently, you know, nobody's really working there. So
it's a disaster. It really is a disaster. The lines at the security at TSA, it really is a disaster. And I blame all politicians for that. I really do. I blame them all. Because one side's a complete D and the other side's, you know, D central. I mean, really. It really is bad on both ends. I hate all those people horribly. I got to tell you, they're at the top of my shack list. Anyway, well, they all are in the smoke club too, Mafia. Blowing smoke. Just always blowing smoke. So tune in from the D Casino next week, 7 Vegas time, 10 East. And then the biggest big game bash ever. If you want a man cave or a table at the bash on Sunday the 3rd, go to downtownwatchzone.com and order it now because there are like none left. You better hurry up. I am telling you, if you wait this long, you're going to get screwed. You are not getting anything. And don't forget tomorrow, episode 129 of Pharrell and a Bet. Subscribe free. Listen on the Westwood One podcast.com, iTunes, Google Play. 6 shows a week. Have our sports betting show. I think you'll dig it. We do 6 a week, tomorrow, episode 129, and subscribe free, like I said, at On The Bets, WWO, on Twitter. Brian in Boston on the Hub.
How you doing, Pharrell?
Yo.
Do you mind pouring me a shot?
Can we get him a shot? Shot of beer, him and I on shot of beer, puke.
Well, I'm 18, so.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you just did that.
We just took it back. Mafia just drank it right in front of you. Here's a water for you.
All right, I'll take that.
There you go.
You hear so much about how Brady's the clutchest of all time, and I totally agree with that. But at some point, don't we got to, like, turn to Edelman and how he's the one making all these plays, and he's really clutch, and I feel like he doesn't get the respect he deserves.
Well, that's crazy. That's absolute craziness, frankly, because this guy, I mean, he doesn't get respect. He makes every single play, and so does Gronkowski. They've never dropped a pass in their life on third or fourth down. All they do is win Super Bowls. All they do is come up big in title games and playoff games, divisional games, Super Bowls. All they do is get attention. Edelman and Gronkowski. They're going to talk about them so much over the next 10 days and 16 hours before that game kicks off. Make your head spin. I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it. They don't get respect. No respect from who? Like, that's, you know, really laughable. When don't they talk about Edelman? Oh, the only time they didn't talk about him was when he was suspended for 4 games for drugs. Right? That was it. They're like, oh, we forgot he's on the team. Man, he came back and just dominated the league. It really is amazing what he does, too, for a little white dude. I mean, honestly, in this league. But I've said this before. If you have the hands and speed that that guy has, and no one's allowed to touch you in your job, like, you're not allowed to touch him, right? If you touch him, they get a flag every time. Have you ever seen a team get more calls than that team? Honestly. I think it's because we see them so much. They play in every game, right? They're in every big game. It's always the Patriots on our TVs on you know, at this time of the year. All you see is Patriots for the month of January. So that's all you see is them getting calls. So if you touch that guy, you're getting a flag. That's all there is to it. He gets that respect, right? He gets the calls because he's so damn good. And so does Gronk. But they give a little more to Edelman because he's little. The Gronkowski gets battered a lot more, and they get away with a lot more tugging and pulling and yanking on him and climbing his chest. But he still makes the catch. Like, these catches he makes with guys draped all over him is really the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. I hate to say it, it's true. Those two are unstoppable. And I got to tell you, I don't agree that they're, you know, they're the most valuable because he gets them the ball. He, you know, it takes a great quarterback to throw those passes that make those impossible catches realistic, right? You can't just say he's making it all happen because he's not a climber. He's not going up and climbing up, you know, 8 feet in the air, 9 feet in the air, making catches. He's a, you know, down and dirty around the waist and around the ground and, you know, around his shoulders, turnbacks, you know, over the shoulder, you name it. He's not a leaper, right? He's a guy that just makes the dirty catches, those slant slot catches and those outs and those screens. He's just absolutely lethal. Let's get real here. But it's because Brady makes the perfect throws, if you ask me. You know, on another team, like, so you saw Amendola, right? He went down. Where did he go, to Miami? Did he do anything with Tannehill this year besides nothing? No. Do you think Edelman would? Probably not. I think it's Brady that gets those passes to him that makes – he's got a higher probability of catching it when you got a quarterback like him throwing it to you. And Welker left him too, and what happened to him? So it is what it is. I think the guy's smart enough to realize, I want to play here for this guy. That's it. And anywhere else, it's not the same. Ryan in Toronto.
How you doing, Pharrell? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Cool, man.
I'm a huge Bills fan. Obviously, you're talking about the post-Brady era. Just wondering what you think the Bills might be able to do in the next couple of years to, you know, give the Patriots a run, especially if, you know, Brady does decide to pack it in.
Well, I mean, I think they got a really gutsy, edgy coach that takes chances, right? And I think they have a quarterback that's shown he's the type – he's like, you know, to me, he's the second coming of Jim Kelly, right? He's tough. He takes, you know, risks as well. He's willing to run with the ball. He's crazy a little bit. He's definitely got an arm. He's definitely made big plays and won games. And then, you know, they've always kind of had a defensive team, and they seem to play pretty well in Buffalo. I think they have some issues. Carver, what are their issues? Because they got the talent, but not everywhere, but at the key positions, and I think on defense and at quarterback and at coach, I like their situations there. It's everything else I'm a little concerned about.
Yeah, their two biggest needs right now is they need offensive linemen, and they need skill position players, both at the wide receiver and the running back position. They need skill players. They need guys that Josh Allen can put the ball in their hands and they make things happen for them. That's what they need. They have good players on D, and they have a coach and a quarterback, which is some of the harder things to find.
John in Dallas on the ticket.
Yeah, Pharrell, I turned it on just as you guys finished up talking about who's going to replace Brady.
Right.
And it got me to thinking, and I was thinking about Jake Fromm at Georgia. He's going to be a junior next year. And the guy he replaced, Ethan, who transferred to Washington, I think he's going to be a senior next year. What was your opinion on that? And also, last night I was listening, and you asked the question, what white receiver has done as much as Edelman for a team? And I got to thinking, and the only thing I could come up with was McCaffrey, who played for Denver when they won their championship.
Listen, that's a great, thought and a player that made a lot of big plays, obviously, and he definitely knew how to get it done, for sure. But I wouldn't put him even in the same cul-de-sac with Edelman when it comes. I mean, honestly, like, I know people would probably question that or say I'm crazy. Carver High, do you think that that guy, McCaffrey, was his, not the kid now, his dad, do you think he's as good as Edelman?
I mean, I think just as good, if not better.
So McCaffrey's better than Edelman? He didn't do things Edelman's
it's
done.
It's a different time. I mean, it's a different time. Do things that he's done. He didn't play with Tom Brady either.
Fair enough.
I mean, I could say if McCaffrey played with Tom Brady, he might have better numbers than Edelman. It's not – and McCaffrey's a damn good player.
So did he mostly play with Elway? Or did he mostly play with Peyton Manning?
No, Elway. He was long gone.
All right, so, I mean, I thought he was really good. Mafia, who do you think's better? I think Edelman is better than McCaffrey. I hate to say it.
I'm with Carver High. I think McCaffrey was better. I think Edelman's good. Not to take anything away from him, but I thought McCaffrey was on a different level.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, that was also a time, we talk about it all the time, and I hate when people bring it up to a degree about the change in the rules, but that was a time you could just light guys up, take their heads off, and he was still a little guy making catches and making guys miss.
I don't deny he was good. I think his son's even better than he is.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't disrespect. I don't think he's, like, don't get me wrong, I don't think he's bad. I thought he was a really good receiver. I just, I'll give you the time thing. It's a different time. But I don't think it's that far off. It's still, in the realm of,
Played from 91 to 03.
So it's almost like, a decade and a half or something, right? Fair enough.
He won three Super Bowls.
He won three. And then what has Edelman got now? Was he a part of all five of them? I don't think so. That was 2001. He hasn't played that long. But he's got at least three, doesn't he? I mean, I don't know exactly all the stuff. So I know this. There's now there's video surfacing about – do you see the official trying to wave off his – Edelman has to – that he waves off the guy that no flag for the on the PI down in the NFC Championship game. One of the other officials on the sideline comes running down to question the guy on the call, and he waves him off. He's like, get out of here. No call, no flag. Boom, end of story. Did you see that? Now that's got everybody.
I've not seen that.
Oh, everybody's going crazy over it. It really is. It's just the never-ending saga down there. I mean, they have absolutely nothing better to do than just to try to make this happen. Carry this fight all the way to the Supreme Court. It's not happening. There's not going to be a game Saturday, folks. The Rams are going to the Super Bowl, and, you need to eat some jambalaya and smoke a fatty and have a couple of beverages. I mean, honest to God, let it go. I know you can't, but you're going to have to. I mean, at some point, the grieving has to stop. You guys are in absolute grieving, the mode you're in right now is depressing. It's gotten to the point where it's almost ridiculous to me. Like, it just keeps getting – have you seen this? It's like a swirl. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The controversy, the protests, the petitions, the billboards, the lawsuits. It just – none of it's going to – I mean, literally, none of it's going to change anything. It really isn't, is it? 855-212-4227. What are you doing? Why not call the show and get on the air right now?
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance? They got it all at geico.com. Great show tonight with tons of fans calling in, per usual. I wanted to tell you, the Rams, Carver High, will be wearing their throwback... I think 99 Super Bowl jerseys, the blue with bright yellow. They're going to rock the
original LA ones.
The original. They're decked out in bright yellow blue. It's all happening in the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
I'll be prepared.
Very exciting. Ben Roethlisberger, looks like the Steelers, Art Rooney II, said today the team has started contract talks with Big Ben. He's got a year left on his deal. They're talking to his agent, Ryan Tolner. And they've talked about it, about extending the deal. And he said, I think Ben has some good years left. I'd like to say he's close to being in the prime of his career. Now that we're seeing quarterbacks around the league playing into their 40s, I'm not sure there's any reason Ben can't for several more years. We're looking forward to that. Sounds like they're going to get him done, and he's 36. You think he could really, do four more years? You don't think so, Mafia?
No, because Yeah, you see guys like Tom Brady and Drew Brees, who don't usually get hit much, play into their 40s. Big Ben, since he's been in the league, has been one of the most abused quarterbacks over the course of the guy's career. I mean, there were years that he was leading in time sacked because his line just didn't protect him. How much damage can he take? I know he's big, you know, bigger than a lot of these other guys. I just don't think his body has, you know, a couple more years left in it like some of these younger guys and smaller guys who just get rid of the ball have done.
Carver High, you think Roethlisberger can keep playing?
Not for four more years, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Especially if you're going to get a situation now where he's lost Le'Veon Bell, going to lose Antonio Brown. He's going to have guys. Juju Smith-Schuster is a very good receiver. Connor's a very good running back, but not at the same level where you can get to these guys and just like throw it up and hope that they're there. He's going to have to take a lot more time to find guys open at times, and that's going to cost him.
So we told you Greg Schiano's joining the Patriots. Looks like he'll replace that Flores guy that's going to Miami to coach the Dolphins. So a lot happening. 10 days, 17 hours, 4 minutes and counting until the Super Bowl. We're going to keep an eye on that. Don't forget we're in Vegas all next week.
Is that Schiano hiring another, like, Kingsbury thing where the guy gets fired from his college coaching job and somehow gets an NFL one?
You know, fired up.
Well, he's really tight with Belichick, which is why he's getting this job. I don't know if he'd get in too many jobs anywhere else. They obviously chased him out of Tennessee within like 30 minutes of him of the word getting out that he was going to get that job.
You don't think he's a good coach?
I'm just saying he's tight with Belichick, which is why this was – he was just at Ohio State, right? Remember when they were getting run up and down the field a couple times this year at Ohio State?
Right.
So, you know, he's Belichick's boy. He'll get the job.
So it seems as though LeBron will not play against the Timberwolves Thursday. Rondo's up in the air. I told you last night, Rondo to me, love him. Great player, great vision, great dishes and dimes. Bottom line is he never plays. So at some point or another, you just have to realize, you know, I don't think they're going to get rid of him for Melo, but they've talked about getting a roster spot for Melo. I'm sure they'll, yank somebody else off of that team and put Melo in there if that's what they truly want is Carmelo Anthony. But I don't think it would be Rondo. Although it looks as though Rondo to me, you know, he's barely played at all. And who knows if he'll, you know, come back and get injured again. That's more than likely. All they need him for, obviously, is the playoffs if they make it, obviously. And I think that if he only plays in the postseason, it's just not worth it to be on the team. You know what I mean? If that's all you're going to show up for is 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month max, to me, it's just a waste of time. I mean, they got all these young players. If the guy can't stay healthy, he can't stay on the floor. You got to go young and get rid of him. And I don't think Melo's the answer. I think he's old and washed, too. I think the both of them are fairly semi-washed. Rob in Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, could you pour me another Michigan-made craft beer, please?
Absolutely. We just have a little bit left in that keg.
Hey, yeah, we talked Friday after Lights Out and the Bronson movies, the Vigilante movies. Neither one of us could think of the name of them. It was Death Wish.
Yeah, Death Wish, I remember, obviously. I said I always liked Charles Bronson movies.
Yeah, that's what the Rams have. You know, they're the ones that wanted to go there. So, even if or what if Sean McVay's game plan was a combination of previous Patriots game plans and plays and ran it back on him, there's still no way the Rams can win because they're in awe of the Patriots, just like the rest of the nation's sports talk show hosts are in awe of Pharrell on the bench.
Oh, come on.
The Rams will have to wait till the Pats are gone and hope to be the next dynasty. What's your take on that?
I know a lot of people want them to beat them and start a new dynasty, and I don't think, frankly, it's that easy. To say, okay, you beat them, now it's a dynasty. What was, you know, the Eagles? So they win one, and what was that, just a waste of time? So I think it's a lot harder to do what the Patriots have done than to just, flailing away and something as easy as saying, you know, the Rams are a dynasty in the making. I mean, it's ridiculous. They haven't won anything yet. If they win the Super Bowl, they'll have won the Super Bowl for the second time in their franchise, and we'll see. We have a long way to go. In fact, I mean, it would take me a window of 5 years of them going every year to the NFC championship game and going to at least three Super Bowls out of 5 years before I would even suggest they have any kind of a dynasty, because they have no dynasty right now at all. Zero, less than zero. I mean, they're in a – I mean, that's just hilarious.
Well, look, and you also have to factor this in, which in today's NFL you absolutely do. Even if they won this year, they have not paid Goff yet. When you have your quarterback not on an enormous, huge money deal, you can do things like this. When they have to pay Goff, the ride can come to an end, because once you give that quarterback big money, other parts of the team have to be taken away. You can't pay them as much because you got to give your quarterback a ton of dough.
And they've already given a lot of players.
And the reason why the Pats never have to do that is for years and years and years now, Brady has been taking a lot less than he's worth on the open market. That's why the Pats can keep doing this year after year.
Right.
Look at all these other guys making 30-plus million. If the Pats were doing that with Brady, that's a couple other pieces that maybe they wouldn't have right now.
I'd agree with that.
They know what they're doing.
I also don't think that, I don't think Goff will go for that plan. He's not going to go for, I'll take a hometown
discount.
Especially
when he hasn't been paid yet. Yeah, he hasn't gotten a big money deal yet.
I don't think that's going to happen. I'm with you. But I'm very leery of talking about Goff being some Tom Brady or some dynasty quarterback. I haven't seen that. I think he's looked good, and he's, the start of his career has been impressive. But all this stuff about you guys, like, putting championships in McVay's pockets like quarters is ridiculous to me.
Look what happened when Seattle had to pay Russell Wilson. They had to strip a lot of that team down.
I mean, there's no arguing it, what happens when you give the quarterback the big money. But it's a quarterback league, so it's inevitable. Isaac in Seattle on the fan.
What up, Ferrella? This is your pimp, Isaac, in Seattle.
Hey, yeah, what's happening?
I've been following you for years. It's probably been a couple years since I last talked to you.
Cool, man.
I'm winding down my night. Can you pour me a little Lexington bourbon?
Can we get him a little bourbon? Check it out.
Check it out. Hey, man. Isn't it funny how we all follow what Brady's come to now? Remember when we all used to hate Jordan when he first came out, and then he came so dominant, and eventually he earned everybody's respect. I kind of feel like Brady's kind of done the same thing with all of us. He's kind of transcended all of us to respect him and respect his game, and a lot of it gives to Belichick and his coaching. Also, I want to talk about NBA the officiating, since we're all talking about the NFL officiating. I think as far as how it's still what it was 10 years ago, there's a lot of ticky-tack fouls to help, in cases of Harden to go on his little scoring sprees. And as well as, I think the flopping is just as bad as it was 10 years ago, even though there's a rule in place. My issue is that they certainly, I think some of these referees favor players, and it just hasn't gotten any better. Anyways, man, I have mucho respeto para tu, señor.
My man, thanks, Isaac. I think the refs, one of the things that I've noticed really quick is that I think they just, every little teeny thing they see. Now, I understand their job is to obviously call everything, right? That's their job, is make the calls. If there's a penalty, call it. That's the way I think they follow that modem, right? They're just, if there's anything at all that happens on the field, they just throw the flag and that's it. There's no getting around it. They look for every single infraction and they throw the flag. And I think that what fans want is a little less of that. I think they want to chill out on some of the ticky-tack stuff, the nickel-dime stuff, the every single thing they throw flags on. It's like a guy will touch a guy after 5 yards, whatever it is, and it's a flag, a holding. Pass interferences. I mean, it's become a real issue with the receiving game. Like, you can't touch anybody. And then these guys, it's impossible to play secondary in the NFL. Is it not the hardest position on the field, frankly, if you ask me, as quarterback? And then, corners and safeties how do you defend these great big receivers and talented receivers with speed like Julio Jones and these Williamses and Allens and all these guys that make these plays? How do you guard them if you can't lay a finger on them? It's literally impossible. So these guys just keep throwing flags every time they touch them, and it drives you nuts. Just sit there all day. The whole game is about flags and not about football.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Stash me a couple of Lenders chocolate, son, in my pocket for the ride home, son. Anyway, Carver High refusing to pack until an hour before the trip. This is all developing story.
It's not that I'm refusing to pack. It's just I don't have any time to pack for the trip before
You've been focusing on the Senior Bowl.
No, actually, I have not. But I just, you know, during the week is an impossible time for me to do things like that.
Very impossible. Is it almost like, can you say this on the air? Is this like a little mini getaway from all the stress and all the, you know, you never get a sleep. Now you're going to be able to get some naps in.
No, I'm
you won't admit
sleep,
that on the
I mean,
air.
No, I'll get plenty of sleep, which I don't normally get, that's for sure.
And then, you know, get a little beer buzz going and sleep that off.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much every night.
So do you feel it's like a good little getaway for you?
I mean, yeah, it's long. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we know this. I mean, it's not like what you and Mafia just did last weekend where it's like a quick little
two or three days,
bang, you're home.
Three-day bender.
I mean, we're there for a while.
Mafia likes going there for the full 10, 12-day binge.
Not as long as that time with McGregor, though.
Who do you think? That was really long. What did we go to? That was on a Saturday. We went out there
We went Thursday morning.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
and then the whole week
Red Eye.
And took the Red Eye back, I guess, Saturday night.
So this is 3 days longer than that.
Right. Well, this is 3 days shorter than that.
Shorter. So this was like, that was the longest stint ever.
I mean, that was long.
But you partied out there at his house, right? You went out there with me, I remember.
For the Mayweather-McGregor fight, yeah.
That was something else. Andy in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I'm cut up. I got a huge cut on my hand, and I got kicked in the knee, and I got a huge knot on my knee, so I'm a little bit banged up.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thank you. We won by 40, though.
I'm not a Steelers fan. I can't stand the Steelers almost as much as I hate the Jets, but I love Roethlisberger, and I hope he stays around as long as he's healthy enough to play.
Right.
Love his game.
Right.
But Belichick's going to be with the team for 6 more years for one reason and one reason only, is to stick it in Don Shula's face. Shula's been calling him a cheat ever since our undefeated regular season, and Belichick is as petty as they come. Brilliant, great coach, great general manager, but he needs 6 more seasons at 10 wins to pass Shula, and he's going to hang around for no other reason than to stick it to Don Shula.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. I suppose that Carver, how do you believe that he's that, like, is he really vindictive? Like, that's his goal, is to hold a grudge that long and then get even with people? I really don't see that.
I don't know. I'd like to hope that he has bigger goals than that.
He's already got more Super Bowls. I mean, right. The guy, what does he need? Nothing.
Tacking on now. That's all he's doing.
I think he just likes winning, and I think he likes being the best, and I think he likes the MO he's got, this curmudgeon, difficult, painful press conference, a monotone, drab guy that controls everybody in the media, and he's just the Grim Reaper, right? And I think he likes that role. I actually don't believe he has anything to prove to Don Shula, but if that's why he's coaching, I just don't believe that, but it is what it is. I think the guy's actually happy. Does he still have that girlfriend? Like, I think that made him happy.
Yes, it did. And yes, she probably does.
It seems like the guy's happier than he's ever been away from the field a little bit. So he may not be the most miserable player. You don't see Brady talking bad about him, but he's smart. You know, you don't talk bad about your coach, but he's smart. Like, he's like, I've always gotten along great with the guy. Next question. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't really want to get into it or elaborate on it. Steve in Boston.
Hello, Copper High, Mafia, and Pharrell. First time caller from the Boston area.
Right.
And just want to say, you got a great show. You mix comedy with sports and a lot of sports, and you mix in the comedy naturally. I'll tell you, we get a lot of Boston DJs around here. I mean, you try to listen to sports talk, and you can't hear it for about a half hour because they're trying to mix in their own thing of what they think is funny. But anyway, great show.
I appreciate it.
You got it. Listen, I just want to say that here's why I don't think Brady is ready to retire. Because if what is true that Kraft, got in Belichick's way to, trade Garoppolo to San Francisco, I mean, I would think Brady would have the opportunity or promise Kraft that he might groom another guy that they will draft. You know, because, you know, Hoyer, I mean, I know he knows the playbook and everything, but I think they'd want Brady to be able to sit with a guy for a couple of years while a guy's sitting down doing nothing, you know, and learning the game, because otherwise, they're in a pickle.
I think if let's say hypothetically, horrifically, and I don't want this to happen, I want the Super Bowl to be good. I want Goff and Brady to stand up the whole game and play to the bitter end. You can't beat those title games, two overtime games. I don't know how they're going to top it in the Super Bowl. I really don't. Those games were nail biters, and I was standing in my house watching, screaming at the TV both games. Those were insane games. I don't think you can top that, but we'll see. But if Hoyer, let's say something happened to Brady and he went down, and they had to bring in Hoyer. I mean, oh my God, what a disaster that'll be! I'm sorry.
Only good thing is he knows the playbook. But if Brady was like, say, going to announce a surprise retirement at the end of the season, I mean, don't you think they'd have another quarterback already drafted and kind of groomed before he goes? You know what I mean?
I mean, yes, but I don't think they're going to start some kid. And I think Hoyer's serviceable at best. He's not the future in Foxborough, believe me.
But wasn't that part of the story that with Brady getting, Kraft to get Belichick to get rid of Garoppolo, that now, Brady could basically stick it to him whenever he wants and leave him with nothing? That's if you believe the friction that's actually there. Clearly it's not.
There's this friction between Belichick and Brady?
Right.
I don't believe, frankly, that there is. I actually think that Tom Brady holds all the cards. I actually think Kraft thinks very highly of both of them, but Belichick doesn't play, okay? So Brady's the rock star. Brady's the whole team, right? He's the man. So I think Tom Brady gets whatever he wants. He's the man. Like, at some point after, you do this long enough, you realize that every superstar player, for the most part, Aaron Rodgers is the man, right? Drew Brees is the man, right? Are they treating someone better than Drew Brees down in New Orleans or Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? There's no one getting treated better than Tom Brady at any level in the NFL anywhere. I mean, honestly, he's the guy. So I would think he gets whatever he wants. I've heard it before. Make him happy, keep him happy. If they're the guy that wins you all the games, you do whatever you can to make the guy happy. Simple as that. And believe me, there are different rules for different people. They say there aren't, but there are. You hear all the time, everybody follows the same rules around here. No, they don't. Tom Brady doesn't have to do anything. He can do whatever he wants. Nick and Matt, and people say that's not true. My ass. How does that sound? Nick in Massachusetts.
Danny, Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, dude.
It's a bartender here from Quincy.
My man.
You're welcome, man. Hey, do you mind getting me a double crown? Because I called last week calling out Brady's conviction and commitment, and you kind of threw it on the bus.
I don't remember any of that. Get him a drink. Let's not go back and harbor all this nonsense.
God, all right, well, to the future then, buddy. I tell you what, no one else is better than Brady in these big games. And I truly believe I like Johnny Goff and I like McDaniel. But you know what? You got two of the best in these situations, and they've done it multiple times. And this is the ninth time now. And 6-3 sounds a lot better than 5-4. And Tom Brady is not going to go 5-4. I'd love to hear your take. Belichick and Brady all day, fellas.
I don't think he's going to lose either. But it is what it is. Everybody thinks McVay and Goff are going to beat him. I'm not feeling that. I don't think everybody thinks that either. I think that this is a first for them, okay? A first. This is the beginning of their career. They've fought and done everything to get to this point. Coached at every level, right? Assistant, this, that. And now he's the man, McVay. And he's getting all these accolades. He's a genius and everything else. And it's just, to me, it's just insanity. I got to listen to this guy's a genius every day, every week. And this guy Goff, they've never done anything, okay? So you're talking about Belichick and Brady. It's not even worth arguing. This is the greatest coach quarterback in the history of the NFL against some guy that they're hyping up like he's got billboards all over town and he's got a hot movie out. You know what I mean?
This is it. Next Sunday, we turn the page. We close the book on one chapter of NFL history.
And open a new.
We open a new chapter, Sean McVay chapter of NFL history. Old, out with the old.
Changing of the guard.
In with the new. Changing of the guard in Atlanta next Sunday.
There you go. Dustin in Louisiana.
For real, I can't believe this. John Jones, John Juicebox Jones, J just got busted again for steroids. I know, a shocker. And he's not going to get suspended for it. I don't know what strings Dana White's pulling up there, but this is hilarious.
Where are you hearing this?
I just read numerous reports off of Yahoo.
Is that true, Mafia?
Yeah, apparently there was a test after weigh-ins that came up with that metabolite again, but then everyone since hasn't come up with it, so they're not stripping him, not suspending him. Nothing's happening, as usual.
So you're telling me he failed a drug test, but nothing's happening to him?
No, it's the same situation. You know, the trace amounts are there, and California says, whatever, it's not new, it's the same one.
So your boy Harden tonight, a career-high 61 at the world's most famous. He lit it up like nobody's business. Now, this story, the alleged Zeke Elliott fight at this after-hour club in Vegas with a popular Vegas DJ, Franzen, who's huge in hip-hop, with guys allegedly like Jay-Z, T.I., Big Sean, Drake, allegedly. They got in a fight in this bar. Allegedly, they're saying that, then this guy cussed out Zeke, and the other ones were saying that the guy, the DJ, Franzen, was starting up with, Zeke and his boys, Dak Prescott. They were partying there at this Dre's after hours at the Cromwell, and that they were yelling Pharrell to Cowboys, everything else, and get out of Vegas. You're not allowed in my section again, you little B, and your little B.A., Mother Pharreller, Pharrell you, blah, 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 blah. Isn't it lovely how people just get along every time they've had 50 bottles in Vegas for Carver Eye and Mafia? Good night.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.